Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Media Network's Dr. Christopher Hall Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, how are you? Thank you for your service. And, you know, it's just an absolute honor to have you on the program again for all the things. And, you know, just kind of just last week, we learned a little bit more about what you're dealing with the coronavirus. But we have a tremendous guest that's doing some tremendous work and looking forward to talk and keep it positive to hear her story and everything. So how are you, Dr. Hall?
Oh, doing great. And again, just staying safe and doing all the right things for the registry and during this very difficult season. But very, very excited about our guest today. Very inspiring figure.
All right. Okay, so let's introduce our guest.
Well, no problem. Well, you know, it's my pleasure to introduce one of the stars on the Bravo hit TV show Married to Medicine Los Angeles, Ms. Leah Diaz, an entrepreneur, a lady who's married to a doctor, who is a wonderful and exciting actress, and I'm so excited she's on the show today. Welcome to the show, Ms. Diaz.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. That was a great introduction.
Yeah, Dr. Hall's fantastic at those introductions. But how are you surviving the pandemic, especially, you know, probably all of us always were out and about seeing people all the time and kind of our lives changed so much 6 months ago. It's amazing to think about 6 months ago or five. I think it's six now. But yeah.
I know. We're going on 6 months for sure. You know what? I'm actually thriving in the pandemic. I mean, I'm just trying to stay positive. I'm trying to work out every day. I'm trying to spend a lot of time with my kids and make sure that they're happy and healthy and running these businesses from home now. But it's been good. I can't complain. I do have a lot of concern for my husband because he's in hospitals every day.
Oh, my, yeah.
But just really, that's really my biggest thing because I'm just so worried about him being, you know, safe and healthy because we do have small kids at home. But other than that, we're doing well.
Okay. Well, see, Dr. Hall, you guys really would connect with her husband being both physicians, Dr. Hall.
You know what? That's very, very true. And so I know that Leah understands medicine and the life of doctors very well. But, you know, the thing about her story is something that's also very, very exciting so far as how she has inspired other women and how she has inspired people to go into their dreams, to be entrepreneurs. So tell us a little about that, Leah. Tell us kind of what field you start out in, and how did you end up in the beauty business and also in the number of businesses that you run? Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, so it's an interesting story. My background, my degrees are in social work. I was working for the child welfare system here in Los Angeles, and it's a very taxing job. And one day I just looked up and I realized I wasn't good at the job anymore. Part of it was because I was so burnt out. I wasn't serving my clients well. And I said, what can I do to make myself happy and make other people happy? And I thought of what I did in my spare time. And it was all things that had to do with hair and beauty. So I decided to take a leap of faith. I walked away from my regular 9-to-5. I don't know if you could call social work that kind of social work a 9-to-5, but my traditional employment. And I decided to be an entrepreneur, and thank God it just worked out for me. I had to be very creative in the beginning because I didn't know a lot about running a business, but I knew how to connect with people. I knew how to provide good customer service because I knew what that looked like for me when I went into stores. And I really just became the stores that I would want to shop at, and they blew up overnight, if that makes any sense. It went crazy. And so now we have three locations. We're opening up a new one in Dallas next month. And then we're on target to open up another one in Atlanta by the end of the year.
Holy cow. So it's just, I've talked to some really successful entrepreneurs this week. It's like a theme of entrepreneurs. Of Kevin Harrington spoke to Kathy Ireland this week and now speaking to you. And understanding there's a lot of failure before success as an entrepreneur. Kind of explain that.
Well, I think that my success, my failures weren't really public. They were more private. It was me not feeling confident and me kind of questioning like the success of the company, because obviously with the business that I'm in retail beauty supplies, there's a lot of customers in the area that our stores are. So it really was a no-brainer to open them. But I think that the biggest failures that I had is that I just didn't trust myself, and I was so nervous to be successful with it. I mean, who imagines that they're going to open up a store and they, you know, turn a profit the first couple of months? So a lot of things that I went through were very internal, me just having to be more self-assured and be more confident and make the decisions that needed to be made to grow the business. And it took a lot of personal work to kind of catch up to the success of the stores.
See, and that's the thing that we do is when we just start out in any type of business, it's just us, and then we develop and grow. And through that growth process, even though it's silent, it becomes deadly. It becomes a challenge. And I'm seeing it firsthand from my business of myself and times I've expanded to now finally taking that leap of faith that I'm going to expand. And I know I'm not going to at first be as successful till I learn and understand these things. And that's what entrepreneurs do and guide themselves in so many ways. And that's great advice to share to other people that, hey, you know, you keep these things quiet, but you don't know the inner workings of the challenges that you went through to get where you are today. Okay, Dr. Hall, next question.
Absolutely.
But,
sure. Mm-hmm. Awesome. It's very exciting what you're saying. So, yeah, you know, what I wanted to ask you tell me a little bit about where you went to school and as far as college, and how important was that in preparing you for what you're doing now?
Yes, so I went to Vanguard University, which is a private Christian school here in Orange County in California, where we live now. And the best thing about school, because I did go to school for social work, and I'm not really using the degree in a sense that I'm not doing social work, but the best thing that school taught me was when you start something, you finish it. And you have to complete a task. And even when things are difficult, when you're in finals week and you got 6 exams and you got papers due, you have to complete tasks. So I think that all of the seeds that were planted in college as far as, you know, selecting your classes at the beginning to finishing them at the end of the semester, those tools that I learned navigating that was the best thing that I could have ever gotten from college. So the degree is great, right? It's great to have it, but the process of learning how to go through adversity that was the value in it.
So, so true.
Wow.
And that's the thing that we miss sometimes. It's the importance of an education is not always the knowledge we gain, but the work ethic we develop, the ability to
Absolutely.
Understand how to develop order and structure in our lives. The successful people don't fly by the seat of their pants. It's not, some of them can be, but it's very few and far between when you look at entrepreneurs. You got to be able to really be detail oriented in certain things or have other people that are detail oriented in your life. So it's
be consistent and diligent, all of those things.
Absolutely. And so you learn that in college. You learn that in your first, you learn that when you move up the ladder in a job or different situation, you learn that process. Okay, Dr. Hall, next question.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, that's exactly the point I was getting across, that pretty much those basic skills of actually management, discipline, being on time are very important to success in life. And so, yeah, very, very interesting. Well, you know, Leah, I'm actually a California native myself. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California.
Really?
Northern California. Yes, I did. And I'm familiar with one of the stores that you started there. I believe it was in Compton, California, a place that I actually lived for a little while as a child. One of the Girl Cave stores?
Yeah, the Girl Cave location, yes. Yeah, so the Girl Cave LA is the chain of beauty supply stores. So we have the one location in Compton that you're familiar with. We have another location in Inglewood, and we have another location in South LA. And so that's like the beauty arm of what I do. And those are the stores I were telling you that we're going to be expanding. And then my husband and I run a bar and grill that's actually unfortunately closed right now because of the pandemic. But we're in the restaurant business, and we own that bar and grill. And then we also have a juice bar. So there's a restaurant piece of what we do every day. And, it's exciting because I get to do things that I love. And the Girl Cave LA is my baby, but it's really a family business. My daughter helps with the payroll, and she helps with the inventory, and I'm able to teach her a lot of skills that I'm learning because I'm still learning as a business owner. So yeah, you walk in the stores and you see like all these great, amazing things. You see all these fun hair products and makeup and pink walls and vanities, but it's really a lot of work that goes behind running those stores and keeping everything in order. So I'm happy you know about who we are. That's amazing.
That's great.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, it's very, very exciting. So,
absolutely. And so in the process, do you look to, you said moving up, now opening up other stores in other areas, not just California? That's got to be a stressor, right? Because you can at least visit a lot of the stores very easily in California. But when you're talking about out of state, that's going to be a challenge, right? A different type of management.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I changed the model of the stores. We turned into a franchise earlier this year.
Oh,
and so
great.
Those locations, yes, that are going to be opening out of state are independently owned and operated. And so they are Girl Cave LAs, but they are franchised. So I don't have to be so concerned about the day-to-day operations. I'm more of a support to the owners.
So when are you going to be on Undercover Boss? That's what we're waiting on, right?
I know, exactly. Hey, well, I'm almost 6 feet tall, so I don't know if I could get away with Undercover Boss.
Hey, it's one of my favorite shows to look at how operations of a whole company run. I like it a lot. Yeah. I really enjoy that. I love the programming business that I really don't get a chance to watch lately, but I mean of just watching those shows and the ability to just really show people what it takes to run a business from beginning to end. Like your board meetings got to be crazy, right? With all the different things you have to discuss as the CEO, how do you delegate that stuff? So that's a good question I wanted to ask you. As a CEO, how do you delegate the tasks and who runs certain things for your company?
Well, you know, we do a lot of vetting for our leadership team, but I think for me, it's just kind of delegating the things that I'm not great at. Even though I'm the CEO and I would love to have my hands in everything, there's just certain things that I'm not great at. And so I make sure that we vet the right people. I make sure that they can definitely work under pressure. And before I throw somebody just out there, I make sure we do a lot of training. Our training process at the Girl Cave LA is rigorous, and not because we want to be hard on people. We just want to make sure that they are able to withstand when things get busy and when things get complicated at a location. So really just training and a lot of pushing people. It's coaching. I feel like a coach sometimes. I really do.
And that's the thing I am having a trouble with. And I look back, I had a few times, Leah, where I've had employees and or not employees, subcontractors. And every time I've stopped because I said, I'm not making as much money. And I think at first, and you have to take the process that it's the same growth as when you grew your business from the beginning startups to the next thing, like your first store, to then once you open that second store, that doesn't mean the profits are going to come out so quickly. It's going to be more of a management process and the development, and then you see profits again. And sometimes people want it to happen overnight. And we make mistakes at times that we think we want to happen overnight, and that's not the case. And so this is great stuff I'm gaining from you. And all the entrepreneur thing, I could like put together a seminar with the amazing people I've talked with this week on my show that were entrepreneurs. So perfect timing before Labor Day. But I think it's also a great time to hear all these entrepreneurs' success, Dr. Hall, because, you know, we're in a tough time right now. And to see entrepreneurs that are thriving in a pandemic, they must be very good, Dr. Hall.
Definitely. And particularly, you said this time where, you know, we're going through a whole lot, certainly with the COVID and, again, people being out of work and, you know, just difficult, even our kids being educated in school now because of COVID. So now, let me ask you this. The Girl Cave Los Angeles, okay, we've got a number of successful beauty supply stores, local night spots, and a real estate company, and then we're married to a doctor. I mean, how do you manage to do all that? A mother of three. And now, I mean, we're in season two of this Married to Medicine. A successful actress, okay?
Yeah.
So, tell, well, you I know, mean, what you the, just this is dynamic.
Yeah, I would say that on the show, though, I'm less of an actress. I'm more of myself. So actually, filming is actually easy for me because I really just show up and I am myself. So there's not a lot of prep work that goes into Married to Medicine, because what you see on TV is exactly who I am in real life. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. But really, it takes a lot. It takes a team effort. It takes a team effort. Right now is payroll day for all of our companies. My daughter finished school early. She's downstairs looking over payroll for me so I can get these checks out. Wow. And people can get their checks by 5 o'clock today. So I am making sure that my daughter, my husband, myself, even my dad, we all are involved to make sure that nothing kind of misses or gets, you know, slips through the cracks. And then it's delegating. We talked about it earlier, making sure the right people are in place. So I don't, you know, I don't feel overwhelmed. And once you have those systems in place, it's easier to kind of manage it instead of being so hands-on and creating and redoing things that you know, it's a headache if you don't have systems in place. So that's what I've learned.
You must have a very patient husband, because being married to entrepreneurs is not always the best thing. We're wired in a different way, aren't we? That seriously. And that, you know, and because again, we know doctors are, they might have the entrepreneurial mindset in some aspects, but they have a different brain than an entrepreneur thinks at times, depending if they've decided to go there. So there has to be that you guys look at your background in life and say, you know what, even though we might be working on a weekend, we're working together as a family. Maybe we might be at working different hours where other people say, oh, I wish that was just downtime. You see this as any time could be family time, depending on what you're doing, because of what you've had to go through in life to get to where you are today and the challenges you've gone through. So kind of share with people that understanding that, you know, living the normal life, you know, 9 to 5, you know, just the kind of like storybook writing. It's not really what an entrepreneur does or even a doctor. That those two areas of life are not the same as the 9 to 5 guy. And you are definitely not a 9 to 5 gal, and your husband's definitely not a 9 to 5 guy. So explain that.
Yeah. So for me, so my husband is more calculated. He's more, is more savvy when it comes to things that I'm trying to figure out. I'm like the big idea person. Like I see a property, I see a new location, and I just think very big picture. I keep a notepad on the side of my bed, because sometimes in the middle of the night, my mind won't stop going, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night with something going on in my mind. My husband, it drives him nuts. So really what it is we just work around each other. It really is. It's like my mind is wired differently. His mind is wired differently, but I try to think like him when it's time to do so, and I think he tries to think like me when it's time for me to be creative and do the things that are important and fun for me. So, being married to a doctor, I'll be honest with you. The way my husband's schedule is set up, sometimes it's a little all over the place, too. So sometimes I feel like I'm running behind him. So it's a give and take. It's seasons for us. Sometimes he's working more. Sometimes I'm working more. Sometimes I have 5 coals in the fire. Sometimes he's, you know, more reserved. So it's really just supporting and balancing.
It's a great partnership. And that's important.
Yes,
that's very important.
It's an exchange.
And when you don't have that partnership, it's poisonous. It's dangerous, because that's what, and people do change. But the thing is, that partnership has to stay regardless of what happens, because you have to believe in that other person. If you don't believe in that other person,
absolutely,
it really becomes tough. All right, Dr. Hall, next question.
No problem. So now on the show, Married to Medicine, you know, this is a brand. They've had Married to Medicine Atlanta. And now, you know, we got Married to Medicine in Los Angeles, Dr. Imani. And so this is your best friend. How did you guys become best friend? I know that she works with your husband. Is that correct?
Yes. So Dr. Imani is the medical director at a hospital where my husband works. And we just have, Dr. Imani is an entrepreneur too. She's a physician, but she's an author, and she has a podcast, and she manages her speaking engagements. So she is a businesswoman. And I think that our bond is that we think very similarly. She understands being a psychiatrist, because she is one. Mm-hmm. She understands what I go through sometimes being married to a psychiatrist. So our bond is very, it's real. It's a great partnership to have. I can bounce things off of her and vice versa. If she has an idea or she's thinking of something, I'll get a text from her, hey, girl, and I know that means call her, you know? So it's good. And then sometimes you have friends where you don't have to, you know, be on the phone with them all the time, or you know, be connected every day, but we always pick up where we left off if we get disconnected. So I think that that's a real value in the friendship. It's not a lot of work. We just get to be ourselves.
Wow, that's just, again, it's definitely. And I want to get one question about the show. So to update people, so you've done 2 seasons of Married to Medicine Los Angeles. Explain us what's happening there.
Yeah, so we just, season 2 recently stopped airing. I actually was a newbie for season 2, so it was everyone else's season 2, but it was my season 1.
Okay.
And so that was an interesting dynamic, because these group of ladies had been friends together, and then I came in as Imani's friend and had to get to know everybody in my own way. So that was really interesting. So we don't have a date yet for season 3. I'm sure it's coming soon, but I'm excited. I mean, we're friends. We connect. I'm going to one of my to Shanique's house this weekend, one of the ladies that's on the show with me. So we try to maintain our relationships even when we're not filming, because we do, I mean, we are doctors' wives, we are doctors, we are in the same small circle here in Los Angeles. So that's what's going on with us. We're just waiting for season 3 to get started.
See, that's great. And what would you say your favorite moment of season 2? Favorite moment so far being on the show?
Let's see. Oh, definitely our trip. Even though it was not, we didn't go too far. We went to Palm Springs. Definitely our siscation to Palm Springs was my favorite time on the show this past season. We got to not bring our husbands, not bring our kids, not really be connected to business, and really just be, you know, girlfriends and women first. So we went out drinking and partying. I'm like, I haven't had this much fun since college. It was fun.
Yes, especially as an entrepreneur, let your hair down as an entrepreneur.
Exactly,
and I don't have hair to let down, so I need to. I think it'll be me getting back into the pro wrestling business, because I was a former professional wrestler, and it's just something that's calling me. Cobra Kai is calling me more and more back to pro wrestling, not just behind the scenes. After watching that, I don't know if you've watched Cobra Kai yet. But you have to. Oh my gosh. I just have to tell you. I've been binging it and I'm almost done. And YouTube letting it go. What a mistake they made. All right, Dr. Hall. So let's go with summarizing Leah.
Well, no problem. My pleasure. Well, there you have it. One of Los Angeles' most successful power couples, Dr. Colin Diaz and Leah Diaz, a super entrepreneur. She is a symbol for a lot of young, beautiful girls growing up there in California who one day would like to achieve what she's achieved. Mother, successful business, and now a successful TV reality star. So I'm so excited that she came on the show today. Leah, thank you.
Man, thank you for having me. This was good.
I told you we'd have fun, and then you're going to have to let your partner in crime that has a podcast know I write for Podcast Magazine, so I'd love to feature her on my show as well. So I'll have to reach out to your publicist for that reason, because I write for Podcast Magazine, and we're really trying to highlight all the great podcasts of celebrities. And I've had Tom Arnold, Isaac Bruce that we got to interview, so all those different things. We'll definitely go there. But where can we connect with you? Where's the best place?
Well, I'm on Instagram a lot. So my stores are Girl Cave LA Beauty. You can find us on Instagram. And then my personal page is Leah B. Diaz, my name, LiaBDias on Instagram.
Fabulous. You were awesome. And I really am excited to catch up and watch the show now. It's time for to check it out. I had the original one of stars from Married to Medicine years ago, and I didn't know about all where the brand's going, but it's great that you're great success. Congratulations and best of luck and continued success as an entrepreneur. So thanks for calling.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, guys. Appreciate
it. Thanks,
all right.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, guys. That was the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, everybody.